You'll be always getting live for no reason, though. Like, straight up.
It's what I does.
Getting live,
that's what I does. You remember Wawa? When we was in Wawa, that's what I does.
I does what I does. Hey, I does. So that girl looked kind of cute, though, behind the counter at Wawa, though.
No, she's ghetto as hell,
like, but she looked like somebody baby mama, though. I mean, like, in a good way. She looked like, she definitely looked like somebody baby mama, though. I'm not even going to front.
Dan and Andy.
Really?
I don't want to know about that.
Man, what College up, Radio up? Is back, man. And we appreciate the love on Facebook and Twitter. We get a lot of playback. We
yeah,
get a
man.
Lot of, I guess that's what happens when
we
you
got a retweet.
Retweet.
Yeah, we got a retweet.
A retweet.
One retweet.
One retweet. That's fantastic. That's
amazing.
Definitely, definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to College Radio. My name is Ruff.
What up, though, yo? It's your boy, Rob.
And you might want to talk a little bit closer to the mic so we can hear you.
What up, though, yo? It's your boy, Rob.
Kick back.
Exactly. That's what I thought.
Hold on. What you call it? We are minus one. Stefita is currently out of the country. She is spying.
She's
for
in Pennsylvania.
Why? I'm trying to tell a story here. I'm trying to say she was spying for the CIA and then leave up to the listeners to figure out the mystery. Like, put her like Carmen Sandiego in a sense. Like, where?
Carmen Sandiego was never pregnant.
Is Carmen Sandiego? Like, you know, trying to get it on that.
She had plan B before it came out.
Okay, see.
She, you know she was whoring around.
I'm not even going to get into that. First and foremost on the news that you need to care about, but you really don't because you're really not that into current events, is Maryland Attorney General, I should have policed underage beach party. Apparently, the Maryland Attorney General was caught at an underage party where teen kids. We can't be saying that on the airwaves, man. Come on.
He's trying to smash that, yo.
Come on, man. What's wrong with you? You don't know. Maybe he's trying to pick up one of his daughters, like, Sharon?
He's trying to pick up one of his daughter's friends. Like, no, that's Sharon, what he's trying to do.
Sharon, let's go home right now. By gosh darn it, you need to get in the car right now.
And he pulls the wrong girl.
It's
his daughter's friend.
I mean.
And he takes his daughter's friend home.
Really?
And he... Right.
Well, I think the interesting conversation to bring this is,
and he saw what that mouth do, though.
Okay, but the interesting conversation to this is, like, with College Radio in particular and college life in general, how much underage drinking goes on?
Tons.
So, I mean, why did he try to make a big deal out of it, though? Like, because it happens all the time.
Because he's a little.
Okay, well, not him. Everybody was just like, you should have definitely stopped him. You should have blew up the kegs. I wish an attorney general would have showed up at my college party whenever I was, quote unquote, of age drinking and would have tried to take away the keg. Man, he would have got
f***ed up.
Well, I don't want to say that.
His ass beat.
I don't want to say that. You know what I end my name? I don't know, man. I think you come up with a better word than that. Come on.
Swift kicked in the balls.
Oh, let's go with that one. Ding, 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 ding. And that's the winner right there, folks. Whoop. Come on down.
Word of the week, swift kick.
Next up on the news that you should care about, but you really don't because you're really not that into current events. Apparently, the Japanese are making a space cannon, and they've actually, how do I put
it? They can call it Shuto.
Did you really just say that on the web? Like, I'm just going to stop right now. Did you actually say that? Yeah. Okay. Anyways, a space cannon schedule, according to space.com, which is ironic. Space. I'll put some reverb right there. According to space.com, they scheduled to fire a metal bullet at an asteroid in 2018 that has been successfully tested. According to press reports, the spokeswoman, Japan Aerospace Explorations Agency, told the AFP that the Hayabusa 2 project...
Hayabusa.
Okay, excuse me. Hayabusa 2 project, set to carry the cannon into space, is progressing as planned. So we're going to have a floating space cannon, like, in the Earth. That brings us to mind a particular, I think it was Justice League, when the Justice League people had a space cannon, like... In a cartoon, they had a space cannon in the Justice League freaking like space station. They had a cannon aiming down at the Earth. Isn't that kind of scary in a sense? There's a cannon floating around above the Earth.
That's
that
cool
because
now we're gonna have actual intergalactic warfare.
Well, not technically, no. Not technically.
Technically, yes, it is.
You know what? You don't be.
You're taking war on the asteroids. Because you're going to be whooping the ass out of the asteroids.
You call that intergalactic because of the asteroids, more or less?
Yes.
Okay, you know what? You know what's funny, though? You know what's funny? What if we got invaded by sexy alien babes?
Oh, they could rape me all
like,
day.
Like, it'd be something.
They could do so many tests on me.
Like, it'd be something.
And I'd love it.
It'd be something along the lines of, let's say Amazon women, like 6'4", voluptuous females.
You know what would be amazing? Because when they're banging you, they'll do Kegel exercises on your and like the muscles.
Why are you trying to get?
On your,
why are you trying?
Bro, I'm telling you.
This is what happens when Steph's not in here. Oh, man. Like, you got to get
Hey, I'm just letting
control.
You know.
Get
like,
under control.
No, 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 no. I'm just letting you know that that's a man's fantasy.
What?
To have a woman do exercises on his... Why the hell is that, bro?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, you know how real that is?
I'm literally going to blank that entire thing out right now.
Stop hating.
I'm just being real.
Don't get mad because you ain't...
You know what? I am fine with that. You know what I mean? I am practicing.
You shouldn't be.
I am practicing abstinence, in a sense. You know, I am pushing that other stuff up and whatnot.
Whatever.
So I'm doing what I can do.
Whatever.
I mean, we're trying to do what we can do right now.
Shout out to Japan, man.
Japan, yeah, they doing it, bro. They doing it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And our regards all sent out to the people at the Fukushima plant disaster and whatnot. So to
with
the families,
of course.
You know, I was gonna show Lave.
Hayabusa,
Shuto, and whatnot. All right, this is College Radio. We're coming right back with some other stuff. We got to let you guys hear this Pound Cake. Drake featuring Jay-Z.
Pound Cake. Mm.
This is how we do it.
Give me a slice of that.
College Radio. Let's get it.
So we hope you enjoy listening to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you. Because we had a ball. Only real music's going to last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
Soto just talking women and vino. The contract like 91 Dan Marino. I swear this guy Michael Rapino's boosting my ego. Overly focused is far from the time to rest now. Debates growing about who they think is the best now. Took a while, got the jokers out of the deck now. I'm holding all the cards and niggas wanna play chess now. I hear you talking, say it twice so I know you meant it. Fuck it, I don't even tend it, they should know who's in it. I'm authentic, real name, no gimmicks, no game, no scrimmage. I ain't playing with you niggas at all. My classmates, they went on to be chartered accountants or work with their parents. But thinking back on how they treated me, my high school reunion might be worth an appearance. Make everybody have to go through security clearance. Tables turn, bridges burn, you live and learn. With the ink, I could murder word of my nigga Irv. Yeah, I swear shit just started clicking, dog. You know it's real when you are who you think you are.
Benzes for you had braces. The all black Maybach, but I'm not a racist. Inside's white in the Katy Perry's faces. Yellow diamonds in my Jesus. I just might learn to speak Mandarin. Japanese for the yen that I'm handling. International hold, that's my handle. My Saint John gone, light a candle. El Gran Santo on the mantle. In case y'all didn't know, I speak Spanish too. Shout out the World Wide West. Everywhere we go, we leave a worldwide mess. Yes, still rock La Familia. Says a lot about you if you're not feeling us. The homie said, Hov, it ain't many of us. I told him less is more, niggas, plenty of us.
Dance through everything around me. Freeze. The money, dollar bill, y'all.
Cake. 500 million, I got a pound cake. Niggas is frontin', that's upside down cake. Get them a red nose, they clown cakes. I should've never let you round cake. Look at my neck, I got a carrot cake. Now here's the icing on the cake. I'm just getting started, oh yeah, we got it, bitch. I done made more millionaires than a lotto did. Dame made millions, Biggs made millions. Ye made millions, just made millions. We all made millions, Cam made millions. Beans will tell you if he wasn't in the ceilings. I'm back in my bag. My eyes.
Oh man, oh man.
That track was dope.
Man.
I'm a big Jay-Z fan.
You and the rest of the world know that.
That was a great track.
Oh my god!
I just wish Jay would have came out harder on his first verse on that
man,
shit.
Man, I don't know, man. That
Jay went soft. Like I'm like, dude, I'm waiting for Jay.
Kate. Man, bro, that joke is wild.
Like I hate waiting for Jay to go in, but like, I know he's in a different space, but like, nigga, keep trying, bro, because you don't want dudes under you murdering you on tracks, man, bodying you on tracks.
Listen, man, listen. The man is a billionaire, and well, is he a billionaire?
He's a billionaire couple. Him and B is a billionaire couple.
Okay. But I mean, it's that music sense where you just kind of just kick back a little bit and you just kind of just say what you think.
Eminem still bodies people on tracks. Doesn't matter
know why? Because he's numero uno. But
hey, no,
anyways,
he ain't.
Anyways,
Jay's numero uno.
I'm not getting into this. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. College Radio, College Hash. During the week, we put out a hashtag for you guys to holla at us and let us know what you guys think. This week on College Radio, Brown Noser. And we got a couple Brown Noser hashtags. Shout out to everybody on Twitter. We got one right here. Little Miss Momo bought my manager a cherry Coke, and now she says I'm her best friend forever. Hashtag Brown Noser. Hashtag Brown Noser.
That's bad.
What do you mean that's bad? We got some other stuff, too. What you call it? Let me see here. We got Carl only told on Carol so he can get his gun back. Hashtag Brown Noser. Hashtag The Walking Dead. So that's not bad.
It's cool.
This is pretty good.
I like that.
Austin Hodges. I ain't really got. Yeah, these are not good at all. I just said that. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And to be honest,
trying to be best friends with your teacher, so when you write a bad essay, they'll still give you an A.
Mm-hmm.
Brown Noser.
The whole aspect of Brown Noser. Don't stop. The whole aspect of Brown Noser is to basically give us stories about teachers, you know what I mean, that you appreciate and that
the fuck was that?
I don't know. I was like, don't stop, keep on. I guess we got some people. Shout out to our drummer here over here at KLT.
Wonderful segue.
Louie! He in the building right now. He just kinda looking at me kinda funny right now. Wonderful segue. You're really not gonna support this segment at all. Nothing. You got nothing on the Brown Nosers.
No.
Nothing. Not a zilch. I mean,
there's some brown noses in college. Like, there's a good amount of them, but like, they're not overzealous about it. Like, you know, kids in high school or kids in middle school. Like, they're just.
Well, okay. What's your definition of a college brown noser then? What is it?
A college brown noser is like a combination of someone who does all the work, tries to answer all the questions, and then they're.
What?
They're very pompous.
What?
Yes.
No. I do not agree with that at all. Okay. What do you mean pompous? What is this? Like, yes.
No, not like that.
No,
your English accent's horrible.
It's not an English accent.
And it's more.
It's more of a bland, you know, darling. Like it's like the fresh, like. Like
it's not
19,
like you're coked up.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like 1980s stock trader. That's what that guy sounds like. No. Oh, I went around at Harvard. Yes. You really? You think that's what a college, that's what a brown noser sounds like?
No, meaning like they do answer all the questions and stuff like that. But when I mean pompous, they try to act when they try to get too cool with the teacher and act like they're better than everybody.
I totally support, you know,
and why they doing that
cool.
I'm their girlfriend.
So, see, I don't agree with that. See, I totally agree with students getting cool with their teachers, but it's not brown nosing because you got
no.
Get
it's always
cool.
Great to make create a relationship with your professors.
But you really see them as pompous though.
Sometimes some of them are. Some of them,
but
yeah.
I think there's some pretty cool peoples, man. There's some
yeah,
pretty
some
cool
of them
are
pretty cool peoples, man. But like, it's the outer layer of pompousness.
The ones that get the cupcake for everybody in the class.
It's the outer layer of pompousness that really fucks it up for them. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
At least they don't rock the boat as much as they want to. College Radio, we coming right back. We got some Aaliyah for y'all.
I'll rock that boat.
Let's get it. Hey. 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 Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Mm.
That's that song you back to.
Come on, man. Keep it PG, man.
No, I'm not going to keep it PG. We are not on a network. We are doing what we want to do, and we speak freely.
We're trying to market ourselves to be at least be somewhat marketable.
We are marketable. What? You see what I'm talking about? This is real stuff. Every time you hear Rock the Boat, all men think about is banging a girl to it.
Okay, you could say banging a girl. You don't have to say the expletive, more or less.
This is an explanatory show. And we say explicitory things on this show.
But speaking of explicit, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Webster's Porn.
Whoa.
We got smooth music. I don't know why we didn't think about that before. Like every time we say Webster's Porn, just bringing like some nice, smooth, sexy music in the background. You know what I mean? Nice and filthy, more or less.
I mean, you can get like the nice rub and tub.
Ladies and gentlemen, Webster's Porn is not what you think it is, ladies and gentlemen. So clean
nasty
your mind.
Nasty ass people.
Yeah, I know, right? Get your mind out of the gutter. Webster's Porn is basically
A
play on words that we enjoy to our fullest extent, by the way.
You cannot even explain it right, dude.
What do you got? What is it?
I already explained it one time before, and you were like, you were like, wow, that's good.
Oh, yeah?
It's us educating you in ways that you want it more, like how when you watch porn, you want more want to.
Well,
more
I don't. We don't know if they, because porn, basically, porn is a sense, in a sense of the word, it means something that you like a lot. Like there's earth porn, there's food porn, and then there's Webster's Porn, which is basically porn about words.
You want more and more of it, basically.
Just words. But so basically, on this week's Webster's Porn is Alamont. It's a noun. It's Alamont. It's a noun. It means food, nutriment, also sustenance.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah.
So Alamont.
Like Alamont. So here.
Oh great. Here we go.
What?
No, go ahead. I already know where you're gonna go with this. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
My was this Alamont for this girl.
Come on. How does that fit in the right sense though? Like,
technically my dick would be good nutrition for her.
It says nutriment.
It's still a nutriment.
Sustenance.
It sustains her mouth.
Oh, see, this is why
it
we
sustains
can't,
the beauty in her
this
face.
This is why, you know what I mean? This is why the parents and like everybody, this is why we don't get listened to by high school students.
That's some bullshit.
But that's what I'm saying, man. Cause like you could have given something a little bit more.
Fine, you give one. You give one.
Okay.
Fine, you go ahead.
Okay,
ahead.
I'll give you one. So when I went to Josephine's house, she thought it was in her right mind for me to provide with extra aliment.
And what was the aliment?
Well, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Like, you just said the word just to say it. Like, you didn't even have to do that. Like, it was completely pointless.
She wanted you to provide her with aliment, right?
No, she provided me with aliment because she knows how to cook.
Oh, so she cooked your dick.
Why would what?
In her pussy.
That doesn't make any sense. Like that. Like, why would you even need to say that? In what way? Like, why?
Her pussy's the oven, and your dick.
Can you use? Can you use at least like
and all her juices?
Politically correct terms at least.
Okay, her vagina is the oven, and your phallic body part is what's going to be cooked.
I will give you credit for phallic. See, this is what we do. Every time we do Webster's Porn, if you use at least somewhat of an educated word, I'll let you use in any way, shape, or form. You're fine. You're fine with me.
Okay.
That's all I got.
That's good. I like that.
Is that a good trade-off?
What the fuck is this song?
Okay, this is Pearl Jam, Yellow Ledbetter.
You know what? You have no more rights to select
music
from now.
This song is amazing. This song is amazing.
On our way, yeah.
Oh, shit. Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to College Radio.
Man, you just dumb with it, bro. Why would you do that?
That's the
though?
Best part about Halloween. It gives the women the right to dress as slutty as they want to get away with it,
and we don't get to judge them because it's Halloween and it's my favorite time of the year.
And then it gives us men to be so dressed like complete assholes and act like a complete asshole.
So much feminism in one day.
Think about it like this: Halloween, it gives women to dress as slutty as they want, so it gives the sluts to dress as slutty as regular, get away with
technically
it.
Technically speaking, we can't call them sluts. They dress like sluts. Let's be a little bit more.
Oh yeah,
respectful.
Just because I dress like that doesn't mean I am.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. College Radio local artist segment on this week's show. DJ Dave Kiko, or you can just call him Kiko. Okay. And every week we ask our local artist three questions. How did you get into music? Name. Who are your influences? And if you can ask one famous person one question, what would it be? On this week's show, we have Kiko. How did you get into music? He said, when I started DJing, I was 11 years old. My stepdad always had equipment at the house, so I would go and mess around on his turntables when he would try to leave for work. Then essentially he said, I'll buy you some great gear, so let's see if something you do as a hobby. If not, then just keep the gear. Next thing you know, I'm DJing everything from house parties to corporate events. I started producing music seriously late 2001, and well, bam, here we are. His major music influences are GTA. Okay.
I hope that's not Grand Theft Auto.
Subbella. I didn't even say how you say that. It's Juan Subbella. Cashmere Cat and Munchie.
Sebulba.
And he said, if you can ask one famous person one question, who would it be, and what would the question be? He would ask Kanye West. And the question would be,
this is
how does that
one of all? I'm sorry.
He said the question would be Kanye West, and the question would be, how does that booty taste, bruh? And
how he eat the booty too? I don't.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Like, yeah, you like that one, don't you? You like that one, don't you? Because that's the question you've been dying to ask yourself for a very long time.
Kim Kardashian, her ass probably tastes like perfume.
Really?
You never know.
Because she eats potpourri and her booty tastes like perfume.
She might.
What?
Yo, them people make up shit just to stay young or whatever the case is.
Really? That's how you feel?
She'd probably put Kanye's on her face to keep it nice and soft.
Come on, man. Come on, bro. Clean it up, man. You all over the place right now.
Okay, his juices.
Why, man, what? Why?
His manly juices.
Why would you do that?
She would put his manly juices on her face to keep it nice and soft and prevent it from breaking out.
Man, go cut that out.
Don't cut it out.
Well, this is a song that we're playing this week. It's Crush on You, and it's originally by GTA and the LA Riots. It's the remix. And Kiko's went ahead and did a goddamn bootleg to it. So he did his own version. He trapped the trap out. He trapped it out.
He trapped the trap out.
He trapped the track out. Track.
Oh, I thought you said he trapped the trap out.
He trapped the track out.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, okay. Kiko.
You found out I've got a crush on you.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. What you just heard with Crusher on You, the GTA remix bootleg by Kiko himself. What you think about that track, Rob?
It was all right.
I can't really hear you though.
It was all right. It didn't really catch my attention. It's like typical trap music.
But you know what catches your attention though? Breakup November is almost here.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
and it's cuffing season too.
It's cuffing season. Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna give you guys a little preview, a little high stakes reward. Just a little. Ladies and gentlemen, what we gonna do? We gonna go back.
Way back.
Back into time.
Yeah.
nah, baby. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's cuffing season. So you know what that means? Go ahead and grab your boyfriend or go get a boyfriend.
Or get a girlfriend.
It's that time of year when people are trying to bring somebody home for the holidays. And they're trying to get you right there and they ain't gonna let you go.
They just don't want to be lonely.
I think that's really what it is, though.
That's what it is. You know what it is. A lot of girls don't want to be lonely. A lot of bitch nigga guys don't want to be lonely.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple. You know what I mean? I don't mind dating three girls. No, let me not say that because I got my mama might listen to this.
I don't mind dating three girls at one time. See, I don't got a problem saying that.
You don't got a problem saying that?
Because everybody in my family thinks I'm a man whore.
Okay.
And all my friends think I'm a man whore. I have no idea where they get that idea from.
So you're telling me just because they think it, you're just gonna, you know what? Forget you guys. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna be man whore. I'm gonna date three girls at the same time.
They think, I guess I'm a man whore. I don't know. Show me the proof.
Why would you do that though? Why would you like? I don't think you're a man whore. To be honest.
Thank you, Rufkins.
And that's because I've known you for such a long time, so I know how.
I'm exclusive.
I know how charismatic you can be. I also know how deceiving you can be as well. Yeah, I'm not gonna front. I'm not gonna lie and say that you're not deceiving though. I'm not gonna lie about that.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie about that. But anyways, it's cuffing season, so we're gonna give you guys three tips on how to avoid the cuff. How to avoid it entirely. How to stay free by New Year's. So you can end up kissing a girl on New Year's Day, 2014, and you don't have a girlfriend and you don't have to say any excuses. So we're gonna do this real quick.
So nice, check it out. One thing you gotta learn how to spin bitches.
Can you at least be nicer?
You gotta learn how to spin. Women.
Female. Yeah, okay. Women. See, it's good. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. Okay, what do you mean by that, Rob? Come on.
Okay, put it like this. When they talk to you or they try to call you or try to text you, whatever the case is, take very long to respond back and be like, oh, my bad, I just got this, and leave it like that.
Yes.
You know, don't try to prolong the conversations. Uh-huh. If they try to call you, call them back the next day over or try to say, yo, my phone was dead or whatever the case is, uh-huh. I was out of the country. Make up some dumb shit to make them believe it.
Okay.
Especially around Halloween time.
Okay, next time. Number two. Do not give out any personal information. If they ask you your name, give
addresses.
Them addresses, family names, who do you live with, who's your best friend, don't give out any personal information at all. Because it's another tie for them to tag themselves onto you,
yep.
And for them to label you, and yep. For them to pry for more information. You give them an inch, they take a mile.
Friends. Yeah. They try to hang with your friends to get closer to you.
Yes, yes. And number three, what's the best one we could think of? Number three.
The best one we could think of?
Like a really good one.
You know what? You got to keep a keen eye and you got to be real discriminative about which girls like to be very clingy and cuffing.
And who do you talk to as well, too?
Yeah.
Just keep it. Pay attention. This is what it is. Cuffing season. Basic breakdown. Breakup November coming up next show. Rob, what you think, man? It's going to be a good season. It's going to be a good season. Ladies and gentlemen,
I'll tell you about my experience.
History, most death, and Talib Kweli. That's what me and Rob got. Shout out to everybody over there.
Yeah, much love, everybody. It's your boy, Rob.
It's your boy, Ruff. We out of the building.
Say a little bit about my, yo. I was born in a season where the world was quiet and cold. Celebrations were going on. Some were happy, some were sad. Some felt bad from being good. Some felt good from being bad. The feelings passed and changed, but they never leave. They're here to stay. Holiday, holiday, happy birthday. Teenage love, the first cut, run deep. So long, flesh, this is the Brooklyn streets. Year of the Ox, 7 and 3, MD. The history.
Come on.
Every soul got one to dig.
Yes.
It's where you been and where you be. And without understanding, you cannot proceed complete. The start and the end. Then it just go round again. Again. Again.
again and again, brand new. Again and again, so fresh. Again and again, clueless. I was born in a decadent, decadence, when they worship what they have. Sport was president, do the math. War was ending when the North Vietnamese stormed the city of Saigon. We was like, bye, we was gone, let bygones be bygones. I'm gone, spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. Where they hug you with the firearm tied on, like new school clothes, black star officially. Smash when we do shows, facts, no mystery. I'm down with the crew like Mussolini in Italy. I rock with the roots like the Givenchy. Powerful bigotry at work, me and my people got history. These rappers dumb it down considerably. We get it poppin' like a hit chorus. The flow is historic, they can't get rid of us, ubiquitous. And we lay the law like Leviticus. 10 years ago we made history, so they missing us.
And don't call it a comeback in particular, even if it blend into ephemera. I fade into peripheral transmission of the minister's original. A broadcast clear without diminisher. Black star, soul time burning, soul temperatures and ministers. Alkalines, aminos and minerals, essentials. Served over dilla time signatures. It's miracle material, remembrance right now for evidence
of the Roundtable Productions.